This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Kay Key. She's going to talk about a lot of things, including the Salisbury Garden Club, the beautification committee that was part of that, the Salisbury Association Tree Fund. Let me turn my next page. The Noble Horizons Auxiliary, the Northwest Baroque Music Association, a little bit on forests and parks, but the main thing is going to be on scenic roads, where she's got a lot of information. But first, today's date is November 2nd, 2021. This is File 41, Cycle 4. What is your name?
Kay Key.
And your birthplace?
Stamford, Connecticut.
How and when did you come to this area?
I moved here in November of 94. And we had spent most of our married life outside of Philadelphia in Devon, and had always gone to Vermont in the fall. Loved it. My husband's an artist and has done many paintings from Vermont and has had galleries all over New England, down as far as Delaware and Pennsylvania, New York State, and looked up there to retire and didn't find anything and worked our way down here and just thought Salisbury was perfect, what
and
we wanted.
We're so happy you're here.
Thank you. We have thoroughly enjoyed it.
Good.
It's a great town. You can really get involved in things and not just volunteer for 2 hours a week or whatever.
And we need all of the wonderful volunteers like yourself that we can get.
Thank you.
The first organization that I know of is the Salisbury Garden Club. Do you know when you joined that?
Officially in October of 95. And from my autobiography, I guess, that you had to fill in, get voted, whether you're a member. Back then, garden clubs were much bigger.
Oh, yes.
The president, Helen Isaevich, at the time, called me that afternoon, asked if I could be representing the garden club on the beautification. And she was from the Philadelphia area, and she was very aware of where I had gone to horticultural school down there.
Mm-hmm. You have a degree in horticulture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And went on. It was then we changed the plantings about four times a year, and it was mainly garden club people who worked. It was sort of run by Juliet Moore, who had the White Heart at the time, and Joni Ford, who was at Garland's.
Wait a minute. Juliet Moore, and who was the other one? She ran Garland's, okay. That's all right.
Joni Ford.
How long were you a member of the garden club?
Until it disbanded in 2006. So that's 11 years. I think 2006 was its last year.
2003 was its last year.
No.
2006?
Mm-hmm. I have the directory from 2006. It was last time it was printed.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the beautification committee, did you work just in Salisbury?
No, Lakeville as well. And it was much bigger. Most of the businesses had window boxes, including the town hall, as well as the planters. And we replaced the whiskey barrel planters, I think, in 98 with the boxes. Post office in Lakeville also had window boxes. We did planters up around the old train station. A number of planters up there when Peter Oliver had his gym.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Different restaurants back there. And it was a big, big thing. And we
How many members were in the beautification committee at that time?
There weren't that many actually on the committee.
But you had people that would work.
We'd have 15, 20 members of the garden club come out and work. And that was a big... And then we'd have to keep them watered.
Oh, yes. And weeded.
Yeah, but the planters don't need that much weeding. That's one advantage of planters over planting in the ground.
And you were doing seasonal?
Yeah, we generally did four times
About this time of the year, we put the winter plantings in, and then take them out in the, usually March, April, and put in a few spring flowers. And always had the summer in before the Memorial Day weekend, and sort of fall plantings in by Labor Day, and then our winter plantings in November before it froze.
Okay. And it makes the town look so beautiful.
It does, yeah.
It really does.
It was a great group of women, basically, who did it.
Yeah. When I see anybody on the beautification committee now, mm-hmm. I do compliment them. Because I think they should know how much we appreciate it.
Yeah. It's a very different group now that there's no garden club.
Oh, yes. Now we're going to move on to the Noble Auxiliary.
Right.
You were a member of that for about 12 years, too?
Yeah, I met Janet Bates, who was president at the time, that winter of, must have been 96, 97. I don't know exactly when I went on.
That's all right.
The woman who was publicity was moving, mm-hmm. and she asked me, I had met her working on the Christmas fair, if I would come on. And at the time, we tried to get something in the newspaper every month. And there were many things that go on out there, from volunteer dinner. We had other fundraisers. We had a big community picnic in June. We had auxiliary annual dinner in October when the officers went off and new ones come on, and many things besides the Festival of Trees, which Kathy McKnight started about that time, and the Christmas fair, just many things going on out there.
Yeah,
there really were. And then I changed after I did that publicity, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and then was nominating chairman for a couple of years, which is a very difficult job.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
And then I went on, and after Janet died, I think actually Catherine Chilcote sort of was chairman of the store for a year or so before she became town historian.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I took over the store from her and worked with Sherry Swikert. And mainly I kept the books, and Sherry does all the buying out there. I think she still does.
That's a lot of work.
Oh, it was, yeah. She would go down, buy the stuff in New York a couple times a year. And we did a lot of moving stuff. We moved mm-hmm. the cards from one side to the other.
Yeah.
And got new racks. Because I felt the cards you came in for, you didn't need to see those when you walked in. You need to see the gifts that Sherry bought. So we did a lot.
All right. I should have mentioned before we went to Noble about the Salisbury Association Tree Fund. Tell me a little bit about the fund itself and what you do.
Well, the fund, I think, was officially started in early 80s by Mrs. Powell, who lived down on Housatonic River Road. And it's a designated fund for trees planted really any place in the town of Salisbury. And I don't know if George Kiefer ran it at the very beginning, somebody
Probably.
Else may have. I'm not sure. But he was a forester, very interested in the town. Had been here...
Oh, forever.
I think he went to Salisbury School and then was in the Navy during the Second World War and then came back here to, I think, Yale Forestry School. And we planted trees in town, different places. People would ask for trees. And gradually, so many of the members, when I first went on, actually died. They're not on there anymore. But we decided to only plant native trees and shade trees because we were losing so much of our canopy. And then when he went off the committee, when he couldn't do it anymore, and Matt, his son, between, as he said, his business, his farm, his family, taking care of his father, he wanted to stay tree warden, and I became chairman of the tree committee.
Who's on your committee now?
Janet Kaufman and Johnny Wells. we don't actually do the work, so it's not a big...
Where do you get your trees from?
We decided to keep our money local, and we always get them from Salisbury Garden Center, Eric Mendelson. Now, it's local money. We support our local business.
Absolutely.
And he's been great to work with.
Good. Does he actually dig the holes and put the tree in?
Yeah, he does the work. I'll meet with him. We're going to have 4 trees planted this fall at the end of Walton, where it is part of the bike path, but people don't realize that because it's paved to go to the sewer plant, and try to make it feel more like part of the bike path. And I'll mark the trees, and then we have to get the call before you dig, come in and make sure there's no utilities underground. We do have overhead utilities that we have to work with.
Who owns the Salisbury Garden Center now?
He does.
Who?
Eric Mendelson.
Eric who?
Mendelson.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't always pick up the names.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
So we've planted, I think, 21 trees the last 3 years along our main roads in Salisbury.
Okay.
And Lakeville. And the town has kept them watered for us over the summer, which is a big help, because I have no means to water them, and we'd have to pay somebody with a tank truck to water them.
Is that something the town crew does?
Yeah, the town crew has helped us with that.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go back to the Northwest Baroque Music Association. You've been on that board for a while.
Yeah, I can't remember when I exactly went on. I went off 2 years ago. Probably was on it 7 or 8 years.
And it was done under the auspices of Reverend Carter?
It was started, as a function of the church, I think with the intention of community taking it over. And after 3 or 4 years, I guess it was, I wasn't on it when it was part of the church.
And when did the concerts take place?
The last 2 Wednesdays in July and the first 2 in August. And the music is arranged and selected, and the musicians by a man down in New Milford. And sometimes you might have 6 musicians, sometimes 10, depending on the pieces and the arrangements. And they are all mainly from New York City, very professional, and have traveled all over the world performing.
Is it still going?
Well, because hopefully by this summer. Last summer it was Zoom, but I did resign from that board 2 years ago.
So you left to 2018?
Mm-hmm. No? Through 2018, yeah.
Okay.
But it also has spread. I know there's several board members from New York State now on there, too, because it is people come from the 3 states, and there's no charge for the concerts. It's all by donations ahead of time, and then people make donations on the afternoons of the concerts.
And they're held on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Which is great, because we have so much music around here, but it's all on weekends generally, and people really do enjoy these.
And you get a good turnout, too.
Very good, yeah.
Now, tell me a little bit about forests and parks. What are they supposed to do?
Maintain our forests and parks.
Okay. And there are, what, 10 parks in town?
Oh, at least that many, yeah. A lot more than we think there are. The town owns a lot of property.
Yes, it does. But you don't have a budget to work with.
No.
Not yet. And how many people are on that committee?
I really don't know at this point.
Okay, but you are on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
People have gone on and off.
Yes.
Like any committee. Sometimes it's more active than others. Mm-hmm. One of our biggest problems is our invasive plants on them. invasive plants.
Oh, yes. Now, I want to spend quite a bit of time on scenic rose because there's a lot more to that than I mm-hmm. thought.
Yeah.
And I think that people should know what you do. Mm. I believe that you joined in 1999?
Mm-hmm. Yep. The first meeting I went to was in January of 99. I didn't realize it was a subcommittee of the whole Scenic Roads Committee. Specifically, that was when Val was first selectman, and Curtis was the selectman, and he ran this committee.
Curtis ran the committee?
Mm-hmm.
And well, he would, because he's got forestry background.
Right, he's yeah. also a forester. But we mainly got rid of the perpendicular parking in Salisbury. That was our first.
And the lockup.
We, you know, went in doing that, we made the lockup a real entrance, so it's a real street and real parking there next to the building. And put in the grass strip where the parking used to be, and the three sour gum trees, and we did have a couple of crabapple in front of, I guess it's Sweet Williams now, but they're gone, and they have gravel out there for tables now.
Yeah.
But we only went that far. It was just really to get rid of that parking, and the state was very happy to get rid of it.
You planted some trees then,
the too. Three sour gum that are still there, beautiful color right now, yeah.
Did you do anything on Library Street then?
No, the tree committee did, but not Scenic Roads, no.
Okay, the trees went on Library Street, but Scenic Roads came later.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the tree committee planted several trees on Library Street, the two linden at the entrance to the parking lot, and there's one sugar maple, the smallest one. And we also, the tree committee also put the sugar maple in out in front. That's to the left, quite a ways to the, between the entrance and the creek.
Do you remember who was on that first committee?
The scenic roads at that point?
Yeah.
Jane Kellner and George Massey and Judy Swanson. They're the only ones I can remember that were really
That's all right. It's a general idea.
Right.
When did the granite curbs come in Salisbury?
That was quite a few years later.
About 2005, 2006-ish?
A little bit later than that.
Later than that, okay.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And that would be the bump outs?
The bump outs, the lanterns at the crosswalk. All the granite curbing from Library Street up to the intersection of 41 and 44.
When did you do Academy Street?
After that,
about 212-ish?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
And that, again, was curbing, and we put the same lights, ornamental lighting, and the new sidewalk on one side. Tried to do away with the parking. Actually, we tried to make parking. That's what people wanted, but in the end, it was not done.
You had said something about Academy Street wasn't made narrow enough to slow the traffic.
No, that was way before. That was when Val was.
Okay.
And they made real parking on either side of Academy Street. And I just convinced Val not to make it four lanes wide all the way to 44, so we have bump outs at either end. That half as distance to cross, and it protects the cars parked there, and it slows the cars down turning in. wish more of our roads were that way.
It would be a lot easier. Trying to get across to the Salisbury Association, the cars come around so quickly that...
They turn into Academy Street.
And they turn in, and if I'm not careful, I could get hit.
Oh, yeah, because they...
They don't really slow down.
Not at all.
Now, you did the granite curbing in Lakeville about 2000,
4 years ago.
About 2016, and you did the bump outs
the
and the
same
lights.
Thing all the way from... the curbing goes beyond Dino's Pizza and as far as Bissell Street, and it also goes up as far as Ethan Allen. Yeah, that's Ethan.
Why was granite chosen? Was it
because it's so permanent?
Permanent.
Yeah. It was blacktop before.
Oh, I know.
And it just doesn't last.
It doesn't last because of the snowplow. They can't see, and they can plow
but
it up.
They hit it. Yeah, you know, there's already some out here on Academy Street that was damaged last winter.
Yeah.
And the car's hitting in. After years, it just goes away. So it's permanent. And, you know, this was... We had an engineering firm, the same one on all three projects. And then we also had to work, because it's both the center of Salisbury and the center of Lakeville are state roads, so we had to work with the state as well.
So did you work with DOT, DOT?
You have to, yeah. They own the roads.
Yeah.
They own, their easement, if you want to call it that, is a lot wider than the actual paved road.
Oh,
and the paved road is not necessarily in the center of their easement either, especially out here. I think the town hall steps are actually in DOT property.
Now, you said earlier that you had planted 21 trees.
Mm-hmm.
Cannon Park, you did two?
Did two. I'd love to do two more in there, but the Lakeville Garden Conservancy was formed, and they really don't want two more trees. And I would love to put two more of the same sugar maples around the perimeter as the two we've got.
Where is Cannon Park?
At the intersection of 41 and 44 in Lakeville. When you come down the hill. The intersection of 41 and 44.
Alrighty.
Where all the chrysanthemums are right now.
That's what I thought, but I'm trying to be specific.
No, and it's not because it was a cannon in there, because but people think that they've gone to look for the cannon.
Uh-huh.
No, it's a Mr. Cannon probably came from.
Right.
Yeah.
He originally ran the asylum. The poor
right. Farm.
The poor farm.
Dark Hollow Land Trust property was also bought from his family.
Yeah. And you've got two by the old firehouse.
Two just to the right of the old firehouse, which that property now belongs to the town.
And
I call it the Lakeville Green. It never had a name before.
What trees did you put there?
They're the same...
Sugars?
Sugar maples. Real sugar maples, not the... they're Fall Fiestas, they're cultivar. Not the Green Mountain, because Green Mountain is not truly a sugar maple. It's a hybrid of sugar and black, but whatever.
And on Belgo, you've done three tulip trees. They're a beautiful tree.
They're good native, and that's a wide open... place, so it's good for them there.
So you get like a specimen tree.
Right.
By the Litchfield Bancor.
One of the same sugar maples.
Yep.
They gave us permission. We've had trouble planting on private property.
Yes, yes.
That trees have been cut down. But they gave us permission, and since it's a bank, we felt confident that they would stay there.
Good.
And the other side of Main Street, from Porter down towards Bissell, we've put in 4 red oak.
Yes, that was the next one I was going to ask you about.
Yeah. And they have very deep roots and are not susceptible to the salt like maples are.
Right. And Lincoln City Road?
We put in 2 of the red oak there.
Red oaks?
Red oak. We had to put them back further from the road than really wanted to because of the power lines. And we also put one of the same sugar maples back along the paved path between the two buildings.
And you told me about the sweet gum by the bike path.
We're
going to
do those this year, yeah. And we put in two sugar maples in front of, was Ascendant, now it's CSS, I think.
I checked the sign this morning coming in. And the Salisbury Center, Route 41.
We've put in three red oak there.
By the cemetery.
Outside the cemetery fence. George Kiefer had already put in two or three about 15 years ago. And we're losing those great big trees. We're trying to... And that's how we're thinking in a lot of areas. Looking for trees we've lost. Like in the center of Lakeville, Clem's lost one of the great big trees there last summer.
Yep.
And they had the top, the trunk is still there, but the top is gone.
Now the Rotary Club, to celebrate their 75th anniversary...
They donated trees to all the towns. And I had that put in Washini Park, up behind the cemetery, behind the town hall.
And what... Kind of a tree.
That's another sugar maple. I don't know what cultivar it is. It was given
it
to
was
us
donated.
And planted. We had nothing. I put the spot, but they planted it. And I hope it makes it. Yeah.
It probably will.
Yeah.
You worked on the Natural Resource Committee back in 2009.
On the scenic.
That was part of the scenic roads, wasn't it?
It wasn't part of the scenic roads. It was the scenic roads part of the NRI, and George Massey asked me to be on it. He and Lou Heck at the time were head of Land Trust, and Charlie Vale was also on it.
Yes. I took that out of the book.
Yeah, and we drove every road in town and had a list of things to grade them on, to decide whether they were had scenic views, whether they were dirt road, old stone walls, the trees, many things, the view from them. And there were a couple of places we recommended that they become scenic roads by the state, but it was never done.
I'm going to ask an odd question.
Yeah.
I got a request a couple of years ago from Salisbury Central. Was there any map of the stone walls in Salisbury?
Not that I know of.
I didn't think there was.
Mm-mm.
But you'd be a good one
to ask.
The
old, yeah. I know about the time I moved here, somebody was stealing old stone walls.
Stealing.
We have some that were stolen on our property. And Roberta Willis, I believe, was our representative
to
Hartford. She made, as a state law now, you cannot move a boundary wall.
Oh, good.
So I'm pretty sure that's correct. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Before we close, is there anything that you'd like to add that we haven't covered?
Not that I can think of, no. It's
been
great.
Thank you so much.
I've enjoyed doing it, and I hope people continue taking pride in the town.
Thank you. Yeah.